morning. Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show on a Friday. My next guest, Nikki Gosar, is the executive director of the Crime Prevention Research Center. She testified before the United States Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the constitutionality of red flag laws. It's a critical discussion going on right now as the Biden administration moves toward more gun control laws, gun confiscation. They call it voluntary buyback, but how can you buy back or whatever that you never owned? Nikki, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Real quickly, tell the folks your background and then tell us about the testimony you gave, because people that don't know your story should. So just give us the short version, if you would.
Sure. I'm a victim of a violent crime. My husband was murdered in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And I testified as a victim of a violent crime. A lot of people call it gun violence. I just call it violence because violence is a behavior, not an object.
So your husband murdered in front of you by a man who had been stalking you in a gun-free zone, I might add. So tell me about your position on red flag laws and where we go from here and what you testified to.
You know, I think that, well, I gave them a perspective just as an individual who was a victim of a violent crime and went through a very difficult time mentally and emotionally. There were probably some people that were very concerned about me. I was never suicidal, but you can imagine how people would be concerned after going through something like that. It seems like people focus on red flag laws to demonize guns and gun owners. And look, really horrible things happen in life. And believe it or not, people can pull through it without committing suicide. Is it difficult? Sure. Some things are very, very difficult. But simply removing guns and thinking that that's going to solve the problem, I think is the wrong way to look at things. We already have laws on the books that include due process, mental health experts, and if you can't afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Why are we reinventing the wheel and trying to expand red flag laws in this country when they don't include due process, mental health experts are not involved, and you have to pay for the attorney? That can be $10,000. I don't have $10,000 in my savings account to cover that.
Right. So, you know, and it just seems to me, as I see this happen a lot, it's another avenue to disqualify people from having a gun, isn't it? I mean, that's what it is. It's just another avenue to try to disqualify as many people as possible from having a gun. Same game that was played when they came along and said the Social Security Administration, if you're an older person, you want somebody else to take care of your checking account, well, then you're not competent to have a gun. Same sort of game, isn't it?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of people are concerned about, overwhelmingly, red flag laws are used because of fears of suicide. But there's other ways to commit suicide that have similar high success rates. Nobody's talking about that. I mean, they're so focused on the gun. It really bothers me.
That's because it's a political agenda.
This is not about mental health and helping people. We need to be helping people. We need to focus on mental health services and facilities in this country, educating the public on existing laws like the Baker Act, which includes due process, mental health experts, and if you can't afford an attorney, one's provided for you. These are laws we already have all across the nation. Different states call it different things. But I think red flag laws are really dangerous and can affect good law-abiding people. They can have unintended consequences, just like gun-free zones.
100% agree with that. Nikki Gosar here, Executive Director of the Crime Prevention Research Center. She works with Dr. John Lott, of course, telling the truth about guns and suicide and red flag laws. And she knows about violence. She lost her husband to a stalker in a violent attack right in front of her. So why? But then again, I look at the numbers here, Nikki, and I see that in April, there are more background checks done in April than in any month in American history. So more people are buying guns, more people are getting concealed carry permits, more people are defending themselves than at any time in American history, because nearly half of those purchases were first-time gun buyers. I mean, they get what's going on, right?
Yes. I think a lot of people are very concerned with the atmosphere right now, this anti-police rhetoric, defunding police, all over the news, riots. People are seeing that police can't do their jobs and protect people because they can't be anywhere and everywhere at any time. And it's not their fault, but police try to do what they can. But a lot of times politicians hold them back from being able to do their jobs. And people get scared. People are concerned. They want to be able to protect themselves.
They certainly do. And with the defund the police, and you see police fleeing. You see police fleeing the job. You see places like Minneapolis have 200 less officers than they should to be at full capacity. Same in Louisville, Kentucky, and all a host of other places around the country. Police academies have empty chairs, lots of them, because nobody wants to go into the profession because of the way they get treated. And why would they?
I don't blame them.
Right. How can you blame them? Anyhow, I'll give you the last word, Nikki.
I think we should be focused on education for the public on existing laws, training for law enforcement, judges, and prosecutors on existing laws.
100%. Educate the public. Let them know what the truth is and destroy myths every day. Nikki Gosar, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
There you have it. Executive Director of Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Only a few days left to have everything in order before you pay all of your taxes for 2020. May 17th is your filing date. Find out more from Craig Stiles about how you invest, how you get ready for your future, how you have a custom plan for you. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial with the Dust Area Approach. Give him a call, 517-483-4893. He's been a friend of mine now for years, says Craig. And you can find out more at 517-483-4893. I know a lot of you have called. A lot of you have wondered about it, but what do you got to lose? First call's free, boys. First call's free, 517-483-4893. This is Steve Gruber's show. I'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcome to be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.